is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and the chaos continues. Not here at the program. The chaos continues. We try to make sense of the chaos here at the program. But the chaos continues in Washington. Welcome to a Thursday, my friends. The chaos continues primarily, in my estimation, because of the obstacles being put in front of this administration at every step of the process, including the fact that the majority of the people Donald Trump should have been able to appoint to his cabinet and the second and third tier appointees just have not happened. Why? Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are not letting him get things through. They're obstructing him at every step, which I think is dangerous, by the way, for America, makes us vulnerable. Because we're not at full capacity at the moment. And then, of course, you have General Michael Flynn resigning as the National Security Advisor. And that all traces back now to the Obama administration. The investigation into Flynn began way back during the Obama administration that was checking up on the transition. They were checking up on the transition and continued to watch and listen and record. And then those folks released those recordings, those conversations, that knowledge to the Washington Post and others, which, by the way, is a felony under U.S. Code 18798, which states, by the way, as follows: whoever knowingly and willfully communicates to an unauthorized person or publishes any classified information obtained by the processes of communication intelligence from the communications of any foreign government, knowing the same to have been obtained by such processes, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. A 10-year prison sentence and a fine, it is a serious felony. But I wouldn't prosecute the reporter. The reporter was doing their job. But I would suggest that the people involved here that gave David Ignatius his story at the Washington Post might be looking over their shoulder a wee bit. I mean, this is serious, serious stuff. Of course, the Pentagon Papers, you pretty well leave Ignatius. Yeah, he's probably okay. That dates back to the early 70s. But these are very serious matters that are, and these leaks are very serious matters that should be taken a lot more seriously than whether or not, you know, the Russians rigged the election, which is what the Democrats, they keep desperately clinging to. Well, they hacked the election. Well, they didn't hack the election. First of all, in Michigan, for example, there's no way to hack the election per se. There's no way to hack the ballots or the voting machines or any of it. They know that. You know that. And yet they keep saying it because people that live in California and New York, they have no idea. They just look at their smartphone and drool on it. Slobber on themselves. It says here it was hacked. Yeah, okay. Good job, buddy. Karl Rove, meanwhile, says these leaks are serious to the intelligence community. He was on Fox, as he is a regular contributor there, of course. Here's Karl Rove. I want you to hear what he had to say. Clip 8 on the leaks. Go.
The release of this information, and it will to professionals on the other side to give them clues as to our sources and methods of intelligence. And
that's a great point.
This is political payback, in my opinion, either by people who served in the Obama administration or by intelligence community officials who are upset about the comments that the president-elect made before he got sworn in. But that's revenge, and that has no role in our system and could be poisonous to the relationship between the president and the intelligence community. What if this is being done by some former Obama administration official and we never find out it was them, but we think it might be somebody in the intelligence community? That really poisons the relationship the president needs to have with the intelligence community.
Wow. That was on Fox last night with Karl Rove. And as you can tell, he takes it very seriously, as do I, by the way. Michigan's own Congresswoman Debbie Stabenow, though, a guest on MSNBC, not so worried about that. She just wants to investigate Donald Trump and the relationship with Russia. I'll let you listen to a bit of this until I can't take it anymore. It's clip six. Debbie Stabenow, Michigan Senator, go.
First of all, there are negotiations, there are investigations going on with the Intelligence Committee and Judiciary Committee, but I think an independent committee makes a lot of sense. This is very serious, as you've been talking about on the show. So many levels of questions. And one of the things that is deeply concerning to me is the fact that the White House knew about Michael Flynn's actions, his comments, the fact that he didn't tell the truth for about 3 weeks before they ever said anything. And frankly, they probably wouldn't have if there hadn't been good independent reporting.
If it hadn't been for somebody, if it hadn't been for somebody committing a felony or several somebody's committing felonies, as we just explained, we wouldn't have known about this. It's not good independent reporting necessarily, Senator. It's somebody committing a felony, a 10-year felony, by releasing that information. It's not even a close call. So there's more to the story than just Michael Flynn being run out on a rail. Michael Flynn was targeted because he wasn't liked. Now the new guy coming, Harward, the rear admiral, has been offered the position. I'm not sure that he's taken it yet, but we'll keep an eye on that. Very well respected. Here's the thing about this guy, by the way. He's well liked apparently on all sides of the aisle. Vice Admiral Robert Harward has been offered the NSA job. No word yet on whether or not he's going to come aboard. He's a former Navy SEAL, 60 years old, served as deputy commander of the U.S. Central Command under now Defense Secretary James Mattis. So they're very close. They're very good friends. He previously served as deputy commanding general for operations of joint special ops at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Harward also commanded troops in both Iraq and Afghanistan for 6 years after the 9/11 attacks. Under George W. Bush, he served on the National Security Council as Director of Strategy and Policy for the Office of Combating Terrorism. So this guy is an insider, if you will. Much more of an insider than Michael Flynn was, who was not well-liked by some, as you have figured out. He's not yet accepted Mr. Trump's offer, and negotiations continue over the National Security Council staff Harward would be empowered to build. According to sources, Trump told current Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland she could retain that post. Harward apparently not consulted about that decision. McFarland chosen by ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. McFarland sat next to acting NSA Advisor Keith Kellogg in the East Room yesterday during the press conference between Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We'll see how this plays out. But this guy is much more of an insider when it comes to Washington politics and the military apparatus. So we'll see if he gets the nod. He's been offered the job, former Navy SEAL. And if he gets some autonomy, I think that you're going to see him in that position sometime soon. It's 14 after. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, 888-900-9966. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.